We are good to go. The Wayback Machine braved the tornadoes and the thunderstorms and the heavy rain, and we are here for another episode of I Live the 80s podcast. It's Wednesday night, and that means we're traveling back to the 80s. And as always, my co-host and his best friend, Ed and Mr. Goulet. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Joe?
Not much. What's going on with you guys?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Very well.
Yeah, I wanted to tell the ladies that have been sending sending me their underwear. Thank you so much. My Googlets, they're my new fan club. Thank you so much.
The Googlets? That's his new fan club.
We've got a Googlet fan club.
They're called the Googlets, so.
Yes, there you go. We've got a Googlet fan club.
Thank you so much.
We've got green screen. Look at this. We've got green screens. We're going all crazy with technology.
Yeah.
I've got the Macs behind me. We are here for our part three of our MTV celebration. And tonight is all about the shows that were on MTV. So we're going to cover everything from game shows to animation to music shows that they did. We're going to cover it all tonight, and we're going to talk about memories of all of these things that we have had and we have seen over the years. So we are in part three of our four-part MTV celebration. We have one part left next week, and then we'll go back to, and then I believe at that point in time, we'll probably be close to getting Scott back because he'll be having his album debut, of course, nice. Scott from Elevate the Sky. So, yeah. So cool.
That's my friend Prince. Hey, look at this green screen. It's all crazy on my hairline. Look at this craziness. Damn you, green screen. It's a crazy green screen on my hairline.
I don't know. All right.
It's making Google's head crazy.
Yeah.
We have Jen Carter. Hey, Jen. We have Rock and Wrestling. What's up? What's up, man? How are you? We have Big Dan. Hey, Big Dan. There's Gina and there's Chris. Chris says he's high. There's a shock. Like the awesome. Sun coming up and the moon coming out at night. You've got Chris high in the stream. Chris is always high in our
wouldn't make me happier.
Stream. Yeah.
Wouldn't he's make always me high any less happier
streams as well. So there you go. But welcome everybody. We have changed formats a little bit here, so appreciate
a little bit of problems with our other format with our others. So this is better.
Couldn't get a little bit of audio there. So yes. So we are back. There's Nancy. What's up, Nancy? How are you? And hey, Brian Knorr, what's going on with you? So, all right. We are going to discuss some shows on MTV. And let's just start it out an easy way instead of going backwards and forwards. And we'll just start out with, we'll pick a favorite and we'll just go from there. So I'll start first. I won't put you on the spot, Ed. You could think about yours.
Whatever. I'm prepared. I'm good. I'm
as you can see behind me. So
Grimace,
yes. That is Grimace. No.
Wait, his teeth got pretty big from eating all those.
And look at the fangs.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Good show.
I know.
Good comic. Good show.
I was a huge fan of this comic book. And it's funny because I read
Whippets and Weeds tonight. Mr. Buckby, Whippets and Weeds.
No wonder everybody enjoys this so much.
Yeah, I guess that's what you need for this show. Not that I condone it, because I do not, but very good.
There you go.
Whatever gets you through the podcast.
Whatever makes you happy. Whatever has you enjoy things. You know, hey, we don't judge.
No.
But yeah, so the Max, when it came out on the animated thing and I saw the advertisement for it, I'm like, oh my God, because I love the comic from the start. And when I saw it was coming out in animated form, I actually read about it that the creator was putting it on there and then MTV had a deal with them and then they were going to do it. I was like, wow, that's awesome because I love the book. It's a very bizarre comic book and the animated part was very bizarre as well. They didn't go as long, obviously, as the book did. The book went like 50-some issues, I think it was, 40, 50 or so. They kind of cut it off, of course, because they only had one season of it, but I loved it when I saw that was coming on, and it was all part of the Liquid Television, I believe it was called Liquid Television.
With the head?
With the head.
And Flux spawned off of it?
And Flux, yes. But I absolutely loved it, and when I saw that was on there, I was glued to the TV every single week watching it. But it was it's fantastic. I own it on DVD. It's really, really hard to find it now because they have it copyrighted and stuff like that. So Sam Keith, I think, was it Sam Keith that wrote that? Yeah, I think that's his name, the guy that did the comic book. But yeah, probably my favorite show on MTV was that, the animated show, The Max. So what about you, man? Is there a show that comes to mind as being like one of the ones that you just like a can't miss show for you on MTV?
Well, I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it. But these guys behind me on the green screen, first time I saw it, I thought, why didn't, you know, because my buddies and I would do stupid stuff when we were younger. But I thought to myself, boy, why didn't we just, you know, pitch that to MTV? I mean, we didn't go as extreme as them. But first time I saw it, I was instantly glued. I'm like, you know what? You know, the guy's a jackass here. How could they... every week you watch it just to see what they would put their bodies through. And I mean, it was just so funny because it was just a bunch of guys, you know, buddies hanging around, beating the crap out of each other, doing stupid things to each other. Yes. You know, it's sad that, you know, a few of them passed away because of the lifestyles that they led and things like that. But, you know, it was just, you know, whether they were pushing shopping carts into bushes or, you know, I mean, a couple of things Bam did to his dad with the firecrackers or just all kinds of things. I mean, I just love the show. They got three movies, a 3D movie. There's a fourth one coming out. I mean, personally, I think they're a little too old to be doing a fourth movie. But, yeah, I'll watch it when it comes out on streaming. I just loved it. It was just such a great... just an awesome, awesome show for me. I if I still see it on, I will stop and watch it because I have the box set somewhere on DVD when it came out. It was like cheap at Walmart. And I had to pick it up and, you know, I just love it. You know, it's the funniest hell to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a great show. And yeah, it's all about like what, you know, the things that kind of grabbed you because you were so used to just getting just music on the channel. And then they kind of started to branch out a little bit. Now I'm going to go, let's see what the chat's saying real quick. Gina says, oh, love Liquid Television. Oh yeah, I did too. I watched Aeon Flux all the time, even though Aeon Flux was really weird. It was an anime kind of a thing before anyone really got into anime that much. And it was just really, really an odd series. It was kind of adult too. Like it kind of crossed borders a little bit, I think, for at least for TV that was back then. They had to play that pretty late at night too.
But I liked with Liquid Television. Oh, and Flux. Well, Liquid Television, one of my buddy Dave, we liked was the Dear Mom. You remember they would show all the postcards?
Oh, and, yes.
Yeah, that was we would laugh so hard. Dear Mom.
Yes.
Finally got the, and he would say something like, you know, finally met the friends, and it would show like, you know, a bunch of like guys with guns, and it was just a goofy. It was called Postcards from the Edge, was the name of it.
Yeah, it's like
I absolutely,
like
a psychopath. Oh my god, I'm on the YouTube afterwards because those were so darn funny. But that I think that was my favorite under the Aeon Flux, just because the anime, you know, those were the best two on there.
Yeah, it was drawn really well and definitely done in anime style. The animated stuff was, I mean, that was kind of a, it was kind of a no-brainer. And you gotta say, like, right off the bat, and to this day, if I watch it, I will crack up laughing. But Beavis and Butthead and the Cornholio episode.
Didn't they get their start on Liquid Television or no?
They did.
I think so, right?
Yeah, they did. I can still remember sitting in my apartment at the time watching that for the very first time. I was watching it with my wife and literally cracked up laughing watching that episode. When he put that t-shirt up over his and I am caught, and he's pounding down the candy, and then he does that whole thing. Oh dear god, did I laugh? That was
when he just busts into the room. He's like, Tippy from my bungalow, and he went all crazy like that.
Oh my god, I was dying laughing. That was so funny. And they were, a lot of those episodes were just hysterical. I love the stuff they would do with the kid next door at the winger shirt, and how they, you know, the one I remember, the other episode, once he went to a they went to a pharmacy, and they went in to get to, I don't even know what they were doing, but he goes over to a blood pressure machine, and he hooks Beavis into the blood pressure machine, and he couldn't get it off his wrist. So it's there blowing up his wrist, and he's in there, and he can't get out, and he's turning all red. And oh my God, that show was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
I dated a girl, and her cousin was one of the members of Cinderella. And the one episode of Beavis and Butthead we were watching where they were on, you know, where they were watching and Cinderella was on. And
oh, I think I might remember that.
And then at the end of the video, the girls walk away and they go over to Bon Jovi.
Yes.
And then Beavis goes, they went to Bon Jovi. And I tormented the hell out of her after that. I'm like, they went to Bon Jovi. You know, that's probably why she broke up with me. But
that was Shake Me. That was the video for Cinderella. I guess.
Yeah. And you know, that's I'll never forget that. You know what I mean? Her cousin was the guy that just died. What was it, Jeff LaBar or something? But that was her cousin. But and Nancy said, "How about Daria? Diarrhea, cha cha cha, diarrhea, cha cha cha." Yeah. And then they spawned her show off too. I don't know. I didn't like it that much, but I guess some people did. You know. Dan mentioned a show too, that I really liked. It was Ghost Adventures on MTV. I think it was, you know, that was Ghost Adventures, and that was the one where they would put people in these like super haunted places, and then they would see if they stayed the night. And oh my God, it was such a good show. I think it only lasted like one season, and this was like later, maybe like early 2000, I think it was on. And oh my God, it was such a Fear. I think it was MTV Fear. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Ghost Adventures had a linear ancestor called Fear. Yeah.
Fear. Yeah. Fear was the one. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, now I remember. Yeah,
Fear. Yeah. And it was such a good show because they put them in like, you know, abandoned insane asylums and like all these haunted locations. And then the people would wear like early versions of GoPros and they would have the camera like position on them and you'd see them, and they would just like, I don't know. I don't remember if they would win money or something if they stayed the night or whatnot, but like, it was such a good show. Like, and you'd always think like, man, why couldn't I get picked for this? But then you think, well, I'm kind of glad I didn't get picked for this, you know? Cause like, and it was crazy. Like, you don't know if they really like messed with them or not, but it was really intense for a lot of that stuff like that. You know, it was pretty cool.
It was like a first person thing. Like if you play a first person video game, it was almost like the style of like a Blair Witch, where you were going in it from the perspective of that person. And there was only a little light and stuff like that. At least that's what I remember seeing some of that. But yeah, no, absolutely.
There's an Nancy comment.
I have a story about how I jumped on Eric. You must have a story about so many different musicians. Yeah, oh my God. You're so lucky. She said something about the Wiz up there too. Strange, intriguing ideas that were Liquid Television. I hated the fly on Aeon Flux.
Oh yeah, that would go in her eyelid.
Yeah, yeah. Max Headroom, Jen. That's was Max Headroom MTV? Did he start on MTV? Could have. I don't really remember now. That may have started on MTV. We might have to look that up. I don't really remember. It could have. That's definitely an '80s thing, no doubt. Real World. I never got into the Real World. I never did from the start, because at that point, that was almost the end of the videos. Like when they started doing that was when the videos started getting taken off of there. And I think at that point in time, I just got aggravated and I wouldn't watch anymore because of the fact that, you know, now they were starting to show those kind of shows. And I'm like, yeah, no, I couldn't do it. No Laughing is my all-time favorite Beavis and Butthead short. Mr. Buzzcut saying it was the beginning of Sex Ed Week and uses the terms had me dying. Oh, yeah. The teacher. Yeah. That was such a great show. Kip Leary equates Beavis and Butthead killing Winger. Yes, he did say that. Kip Winger. Yeah, he did. Because they made fun of all the hair metal bands, which is kind of crazy because that was still really popular when that was coming out. I mean, it was kind of dying a little because you're getting close to the 90s, but still, they made fun of all those bands. They were fans of the heavy stuff, so they loved like Metallica and Slayer and, you know, Anthrax, bands like that. Whenever they'd play a video of them, they would be jamming out there. But they made fun of the hair metal bands all the time. Iron Maiden, like all of those bands were the ones that they would love. What else are we saying? Fear. Yep. A story. Remember the episode of Fear when with the big bad Jack who ended up crying like a little girl? My buddy and I watched it. And we were laughing because that. He thought he was big and bad.
I don't remember that one at all.
Nancy said Eric smelled. Well, that's not good. Wait, like BO smell? Max was on ABC. Yeah. I thought so. I thought he was on regular TV. I wasn't sure.
Now, see, I got into the Real World like the first couple seasons. I started to get into it. And then, you know, like all things, you kind of lose interest because they all get a little wild after a while. Like once they started going to, like, I think Ireland or London and all that, then it's just like, you know, but, you know, because it was new and exciting. It was like, oh, the Real World. You get to see what these like. And then it was all the, well, yeah, I was young and you want to see what the cool older people. And then, you know, they all had their opinions and they're all, it just was annoying after a while. You know, it jumped the shark like everything else.
Yeah, I just could never get into it. It was like, I don't know. I've never been a fan of reality TV, really, of any kind. And when that all started, I was like, it didn't. I think the only reality TV I ever watched was the wrestling ones. When they did when they used to have the stuff free NXT, I used to watch. Google, what's up?
I was on the Real World Paris.
You were?
But I did not have a mustache. Oh, I got booted off for making love with all the cast members. We had the big, speaking of making love. Dan wanted me to tell you the story about the threesome I had with Hachi Malachi and Alfie the Tree Elf.
Oh, no.
But I promised Dan I would keep this PG, so I will not. So he told me I have to be on my best behavior tonight, so I will not talk about it. But I will, you know, I did have an orgy with the crew of the Real World Paris, and I got booted off the set. Google it. Google it out.
I don't know.
Oh my
he's,
God.
I made him promise me he'd be good tonight. So he's he has to be on his best behavior, no bad stuff, you know?
Trying to behave.
he's trying to turn over a new leaf, Googly.
We're going to have to do, you know what, for a future episode, that's actually it. We should talk about like stuff like Hatchy Malachi and stuff, like local stuff that only people from this area would have seen.
Well, there goes our Australians.
Yeah, or the Australians.
We're going to be down to like three viewers.
The Australians will be able to go and you know, look up Hatchy Malachi on YouTube and watch it for the very first time. But that stuff was all local stuff. We'll have to talk about that at some point because that would be bring up funny conversations. Nancy saying Carmen Electra. Yeah, let's talk about because this really was probably the first one. On MTV was, of course, the game show, Remote Control. Kenny wasn't like the other kids. TV mattered. Nothing else did. Remote Control, of course, the game show. And, I mean, they got a lot of – they had people on there who really got their start on TV. You had Colin Quinn, who ended up being on Saturday Night Live, ended up being a big comedian. You had, oh my God, what was her name?
Adam Sandler was on there.
Adam Sandler was on it. I forget. No, wait, I have to look up the girl's name. Of course, Ken Ober was the host. Kari Wuer was the, you know, she was the one who, she was the girl who would come out and, you know, bring a lot of the stuff out to the contestants, this and that. But yeah, so a lot of the people got popular from Remote Control.
It was a good show.
Yeah. It was a really good game show. I think it was just a half hour game show that they would have on again. And this is something that these are the kind of things you can't really find. This stuff must be tied up in all kind of licensing because you can't find these anywhere. You go and try to look them up anywhere, like on YouTube or something like that. The only thing you're going to find is people with bad recordings of them that you can watch, but none of this stuff. And even like through MTV box sets and whatever, you don't see any of this. So I guess a lot of this, and I know like the Max, things like that, and a lot of these other shows are all tied up, but you can't get any of this. Brian Norris's Miss Judy was a hottie. Oh, God.
Yes.
The rumors about Miss Judy. Remember?
Yes.
People were saying she was on cocaine.
Really?
We'll have to talk about that. Yeah, we'll have to make that a future episode. That would be funny. Google.
Brian, let me tell you one thing. It was like the Amazon jungle down there.
Oh.
And that is all I will tell you. Keeping it PG, Brian.
Yes.
That is all. Oh. Google out.
Oh, Google.
Chris says, I met Puck and Muhammad in Asbury and later that night on at the Warfield for the Bob Weir show.
Really?
There you go. That's awesome.
And, you know, yeah, well, who are the ones that Puck hated? What's his name? Puck got into it with the one guy, and then Puck got kicked off, I remember. And then Puck got arrested later on, like years later. Because that guy died. The one guy died of AIDS. What the heck? Pedro. Pedro was one that he was the first one that died because that was like the whole big thing. You had HIV and then AIDS, and then Puck and him didn't. And Puck was like the first one because that was the big thing. They're like, "Oh, the first cast member kicked off of the real world." So,
let's see. We have MTV Rock and Jock and Dan Cortez and Elaine's Perfect Boy.
Rock and Jock, yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's another one.
Well, speaking of shows that, like, even we're talking about scripted, but other shows. How about Unplugged? Unplugged technically was a show.
Yeah, it was.
And I mean, Unplugged was one of my all-time favorites because I mean that was something that was amazing. You took like your favorite bands and they made them acoustical.
Yes,
like that was something that I thought was absolutely phenomenal. You know, like seeing Pearl Jam and Nirvana. Like the Nirvana Unplugged to this day is still one of the best. Like you know, stripped down sets.
It was an iconic show.
When Kiss. When Kiss did Unplugged,
well,
that and then was, at the end when the original Kiss members came out, like that was like knock you off your chair. Yeah. You know what I mean? You didn't expect that. You know, like Peter, Chris, and all of them to come out. You're like, oh my god! You know, like that was awesome. You know,
I didn't know how that came about, and I just recently watched that documentary, and they talked about it, and they were saying at that point they were doing Kiss conventions. And they just would bring a bunch of stuff out. People would come and look. And of course they'd have vendors there selling stuff and everything like that. And I guess Gene and Paul would come out and they would do acoustic sets and they would do a couple songs. And then he got called by Peter Chris. And then he said, "Hey, listen, you know, would you mind if I show up at one of them? My daughter really never saw this side of me and never saw me in the outfit or anything like that. Do you mind if I come?" And Gene's like, "Well, yeah, you know, no problem." So he showed up. And then he came in, and they were up on stage doing the acoustic sets. And then Peter joined them, and did Hard Luck Woman on the stage with them at one of those conventions. And that's how that kind of all started. And then they got in touch with Ace, and that's what led to that whole reunion thing. But yeah, that was amazing. There were performances on that show that to this day are some of like my favorite. The Queensryche Unplugged. That's one of my, they're one of my favorite metal bands, and the Jeff Tate's vocals on that were tremendous. And I, to this day, there's versions of songs they did on that I love more than any of the other things that they did. You didn't hear, like Ed said, like Nirvana, Pearl Jam, you didn't hear them in that kind of an atmosphere. And then when they would come out and they would just sit on the chairs and they play in front of that small, could you imagine that being that crowd there, Ed? I wonder even how much they paid for those tickets. I bet you they weren't even that much money to get in.
No, and I bet you they like were like invited of get, like they probably couldn't even find people. So what they did is they probably invited like, "Hey man, you want to come on the show and see like 10,000 Maniacs, that song, Eric Clapton, you know, like all of those.
Oh my God, Layla, I think he did Layla.
And that was probably, that made that like super popular, you know, like Tears in Heaven, you know, like all those songs. Yeah. That was huge back then.
Yeah.
Like, and then the CDs that they, you know, spit out after that, like, and a lot of it made the artist popular again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it was a tremendous show. They got so many artists, like I said, that you would never have expected that would do that. Yeah. And they would come out and do these sets where you would never – I think they even got – they might have done like a Metallica. They did some heavier bands that would come out and do that too, which you wouldn't expect that would come and do a show like that. But, yeah, that was amazing. It was such a small setting too, like a little stage, and then they had that crowd that was kind of circled around them and everything like that. And, oh, man.
Tremendous. So, I'm looking at our chat. Gina, you had a crush on the dad from Too Close for Comfort. What was it? Ted Knight?
Boy, anything goes. Ted Knight? All right. Well, there you go. That's a...
you learned something new on our podcast.
All righty then. TRL.
TRL? Yes. True Life or 120 Minutes. You know, Nancy, I was trying to look for that background to put up on here because that was awesome. Because you know what they played? That was the first time I ever heard KMFDM, and that's a band I really dig that band. And that was one of the first times I ever heard them, and I was like floored on there. And there was another one I think I heard on there. I think it was the Jesus and Mary Chain. And I mean, there was a lot of bands that I really got into back in the day. And if I wouldn't have heard them if it wasn't for on there.
I'm trying to think of some of the
Facebook user. Yeah, we're on StreamYard again. You have to.
Yes, we are a Facebook user.
Yes, we have to. Hold on a second. Let me put up the link. There you go. Look at the bottom scroll.
If you go down the list, I mean, this. Some of this lasted for quite a while, like 25 seasons of that. I didn't realize that there were – now, granted, the seasons weren't – you know, they didn't have a ton of – but look at the people who are on these.
Mariah Carey.
Sinead O'Connor. Stevie Ray Vaughan. 10,000 Maniacs, like Ed was saying. Great White and Damn Yankees. Crowded House. Hall & Oates, of course. Elton John. Aerosmith. Crosby, Stills & Nash. Rat and Vixen. The Black Crowes and Tesla, Poison, George Michael, Incubus. Oh my God, remember the band Incubus? Alanis Morissette, Foreigner. I mean, they had everybody and anybody on that show. The bands were just amazing. And, you know, hearing some of, like I said, hearing The Cure was on there, Winger and Slaughter, Paul McCartney, Sting. REM, I mean, it is a who's who of rock and roll. So they had just unbelievable Paul Simon, Queensryche, John Mellencamp, Annie Lennox. And this is just, I'm just up to season three. I would love it. Dennis Leary. Remember Dennis Leary, speaking of shows. Mm-hmm. Dennis Leary got his start doing those little mini like commercials on MTV where he did comedy. He would just come up and do like just a quick little 2-minute comedy sketch. I mean, he got his start really on there too. Dennis Leary probably did he used to sing too. He did that song, I'm an asshole. So he probably did like something from that when he did that album. But, oh my gosh. And if we're going to talk about comedy, especially a comedy show, let's talk about the MTV Music Video Awards, because you had Andrew Dice Clay, very famously got banned from MTV. This is a memory for me too, because again, I can remember, watching the video awards. Cause that is a huge award ceremony. No, Chris, we're not seeing it. You're coming up as Facebook user.
Yeah. You have to go to that StreamYard.com/Facebook. And then once you click that and give them permission, it'll pop up and say that you,
he came on and you're thinking to yourself, all right, there is no way. Now this was around 9 PM. So wasn't late on TV when the award ceremony started. And he was the first one who came out. Now everybody knows the comedy that he did, that album that he did. Again, if you've never heard it, it's very rude and lewd. But if you don't mind that kind of humor, and if you never heard that album called Dice, oh my God, again, laughed my head off front and back of that album. And when he came out, you're like, nah, he's not gonna. He comes walking out. He does this whole shtick with the leather jacket and the cigarette, you know, out of the other side of his mouth. And he just stands there and he's, you know, he's cracking his neck and does a, you know, that kind of thing. And he's doing all that stuff. And then he just stands there and he's looking out and he's like, he starts out, Little Miss Muffet sat on the tuff. And he starts, and you're like, no, he's not. He's not, he's not, he's not. And then he just he stopped and paused. And then he just laces out with the F word, that effing. And I'm like, no. And nothing cut. The thing was, back then on a live show, you couldn't cut it like you do now. They have instantaneous like bleep outs. If they hear something, they can get you unless it's like that quick. They could not do it. And he went on and on and on and must have done about 5 of those poems and did not hold back anything. And they had told him that you cannot come out and do it. Like, you can't do that stuff. You got to be tame with it. Well, he came out and just laid into it. And then finally they just cut to black. So halfway through his monologue, boom, they just completely faded out and he was gone. And after that, he was banned from MTV for life. But that was a moment too, because you're just sitting there and it's you know, this is the time when it was just a different time. You didn't have the risque stuff that you have on TV now. And when he came out and did that, you're like, oh my God, he's like saying like all of this stuff on MTV, like 5 or 6 of the 7 dirty words you can't say, according to, George Carlin.
Yeah.
You can't say on TV. And he's there just saying them all. And he didn't care. Now you wonder, now looking back at it, was it a, did they tell him to do it? And then thinking that, oh my God, this is going to be huge. Like everybody's going to be amazed that he actually did this. And, you know, and then they ban him afterwards, you know, and because that led to his popularity. There was no, like, he blew up after that. So you wonder, was it all a setup? Did they do it on purpose? Maybe. But it, that was something to see. That was something to see. Nancy, you're not the only woman I know that hated him. In fact, most women that I think ever heard him probably hated him. He did a lot of like really not very woman-friendly jokes. So yeah, I could totally understand that. Ford Fairlane, oh my God, I actually love that movie, Dan. I love the soundtrack. But I'm the rock and roll detective. Oh, I have a soft spot for that movie. It's bad, but I actually loved it.
There are some other good comedies though. Like there was The State was funny. I think The State wasn't The State. But I'm gonna dip my balls in it. That was a good one with The State. Tom Green. A lot of people hated Tom Green.
Yeah,
but Tom. The one where he put the sex dolls in his parents' yard in the different poses. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Oh, yes. That was a good one. Like Tom Green would do that like stupid comedy where like there, and it was just so dumb. Like I love dumb comedy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like that is just so dumb. Then there was that kid. I have the like Andy Milonakis. He like did like PG comedy. He did like stupid comedy. Like there were so many like good like dumb comedy shows on there too. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of good comedies on MTV. Had a bunch of good shows. You know, they did, for as much as they had dumb stuff. There's like good stuff on there as well. You know. I also like I enjoyed like the Road Rules stuff. Like there's such a vast amount of things on there. You know, like. Well, what's his name got his start on Road Rules? The Miz. The Miz was on Road Rules. Like, that's, I guess he doesn't like to talk about it very often, but.
I think he still mentions it every now and then. Yeah.
Is he still married to Drew Barrymore? Or did they? I think they got a divorce, didn't they? Tom Green. Tom Green married.
I don't know. I don't remember. That's a good question. I'm not real sure.
I spoke about Jackass earlier, Nance. And then who else, who could forget about,
I have another one too, but go ahead.
No, jump in.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh yeah.
Celebrity Deathmatch. There's another, it's an animated show. Of course they did it with that claymation. Claymation was big. They use that in a lot of videos. Oh my God. Celebrity Death. Who wouldn't want to see like, you know, bands coming in and fighting each other in a ring, or, you know, celebrities that would come in that you ever wanted, like they would have Sylvester Stallone against Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, you'd have them come in as Rambo versus the Terminator and all this stuff. Celebrity Deathmatch was so, I mean, that got so big, they made a video game out of it. That was actually a PlayStation game at one time.
Did they really?
Yeah. When I was looking it up yesterday, I saw the original PlayStation disc. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right.
No kidding.
They didn't have anybody licensed in it though, because they couldn't get nobody would sign off on it. So they had to make people up and stuff like that. So it wasn't as good.
Oh, well, that stinks.
Yeah, it was cheesy. When you got it, you're like, oh my God, all these people are going to be in it. But they couldn't use any of the names. It was cheesy. It was just like a fighting game. But it was, I love that. They used to show that all the time. That was a really short show. I don't even know if that lasted a half an hour. It may have, because I think they would have one. I think they'd have two matches. So they may have, and they may have done it. But it reminded me of the announcing team was definitely based after wrestling, because the one guy looked like Mean Gene. The real short guy had the big mustache and everything like that, reminding you of Mean Gene Okerlund. But that was a great show. I mean, people always, they would die horribly in that ring. So, Nancy said she hated it. I enjoyed that. I thought it was funny. Tom Green married Drew Barrymore. How about Jackass? Yep. They got a divorce years back, said Gina. So there you go. They're not together anymore. Ed, that marriage lasted about as long as Miss Piggy and Kermit's relationship after she met Google.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Once Google swooped in there, you know, he's making crepes in the back. So I don't know where he's at right now. I was going to say, you know who also was on MTV? It was the Osbournes.
Oh, yeah.
Ozzy walking around with Sharon! Sharon, get me the hot dog burger! That was on there for, I don't know, remember how many seasons, but yeah, Ozzy walking around drunk and his rotten kids and Jack smashing things drunk and all of them. I never really particularly liked it because I liked Ozzy back in the day, and watching it kind of just annoyed the living hell out of me, and you wanted to smack his kids upside the head, and you know, you wonder half how much of it was like, you know, embellished for TV, but you know,
that's what a lot of it is.
And then that spawned, of course, Gene Simmons.
I was gonna say
everybody else had their own thing, and they're like, well, if Ozzy could do it, make it big, why can't I have a show? And then Hulk Hogan had it where he made out with his daughter. No, he didn't, but it seemed kind of creepy. And then that ruined Hulk Hogan, and they all, you know what I mean? It just was stupid. It was just the dumbest thing.
If MTV would have still been around, you would have had a lot of those shows probably still on there. Gene Simmons was on what, A&E, and then you like a show like Live from Daryl's Place, which Daryl Hall does. He does it all online, probably spawned after MTV Unplugged. Very similar, where he'll invite people on with him. They'll do some songs of theirs. They'll do some songs of his, and it's all acoustic stuff. So a lot of that would have probably been on MTV, and MTV's been still around, but a lot of that got their start probably from there.
Nancy hated Celebrity Deathmatch, but she loved the Osbournes.
Jack Osbourne hosts a paranormal show on Travel Channel. Yeah, they're on all these weird channels now.
Yeah, and Kelly was on The View, and then she was on something else.
Sharon was on The Hop. Yeah,
or she was on something else, The Hop or the Fence or whatever the hell. I don't know. I don't know the names of these shows. I work during the day, so I don't get to watch these daytime shows.
Listen,
if I'm at the doctor's office, then I'll get to see them. Like when you're in the waiting room and you look up and you say, oh, hey, look, it's Kelly Osbourne. Hey. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know. When did she host that? You know, like that's when you get to see these shows.
Ozzy's going to outlast all of us.
Yeah, that's because Ozzy drinks motor oil. You know what I mean? Like from drinking all the liquor and the hard life. Look at Mick Jagger and Keith. What's his name?
Oh, Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. Yeah. Yes. Like they, you know, they're going to live forever, too.
This is in.
Keith Richards died. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, yeah, they're like gonna survive the zombie apocalypse.
Dan, you know? I always have felt that I would have been a great television host, says Gina.
Gina, you can still try out for QVC. I told you.
There you go.
I told her she'd be good on QVC.
Oh my gosh.
We've got these 10 quart crock pot. Stock pots right now. That what's that? We only have 10 left in stock. They're all sold out now. Moving on. Like you just got to be excited about these things, you know. I'll take Google with me. You know, buy these stinking stock pots right now. There's only 3 left. You son of a bitch. Like I think we'd be a great duo on QVC. You know.
Hey, that would work. In the chat, so we talked about Unplugged. If there was a band that you would have liked to see on MTV Unplugged, let us know. So if there, you know, whether it be someone new, someone old, whatever, that had never been on there and you would like to see Unplugged. Yes, Chris, there you are.
We got you.
You're now there.
Yes. Enough already. No, I'm just kidding. We're teasing.
Brian Norris says, and Gina would only have to travel to Lancaster to host it.
Yeah, it's not far.
Chris says, The Grateful Dead. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Especially with the 80s and Touch of Grey and stuff like that. Yeah, that would have been a great one. You know, I would have liked Pink Floyd because you had them do it when, you know, in 87, they had the album with Learning to Fly and everything like that. I would have loved to see Pink Floyd on there. Some of those bands, like even I mean, you had, well, no, you had Robert Palmer and Jimmy Page get together for that Unplugged show. That wasn't MTV, but they got together for that album late 80s, early 90s, I believe that was, where they got back together and did that. So like a lot of those 70s bands that you would have never heard them do that kind of a thing would have been really cool to see. The Door. Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, now you're getting 60s, yeah. 60s, or early 70s. Yeah. Yeah, but that would have been
Skynyrd, man.
Leonard Skynyrd.
Skynyrd. Skynyrd, man. No, for me, probably the Talking Heads.
Oh, that would have been good.
Definitely. Yeah. Like to see them, because they'd have like the bongos and they'd have like all the crazy stuff, and it'd have been amazing, you know.
Yeah.
They'd all be out there shoeless. I saw him when he recently down at the Kirby Center a few years back, and they did their thing. They all had no shoes on, and it was amazing.
It was a great show, yeah.
Oh, phenomenal! He was outstanding.
Yeah,
he was really good.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain, you know, I'm not sure if they. I don't think Robert Palmer ever did one. I would have liked to seen that. But yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of bands out there. Nancy said Zeppelin. Yeah. I mean, did you see cause I remember watching it when it was on, and I don't even remember where the Robert Plant Jimmy Page thing was on. It might've been on PBS for all I know. I think I want to say that that's where I saw that. It was early 90s. Cause I know that was when the album came out. But that the acoustic set they did was amazing. I don't remember the name of the album now offhand, but the set spawned an album. But if you've never heard that, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. Let's see here. Led Zeppelin, my favorite band of all time. I saw them at the Spectrum in Philly minus Bonzo. That's cool.
That'd be cool to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Gina says, Ed, that was literally one of the best shows I've ever seen. You're talking about the Lynch, the concert you were just talking about?
Yeah.
The Talking Heads one. That would have been awesome to see that. Nancy says, read my post above.
Talking about Ozzy?
He is terrible. All he does is walk back and forth on stage throwing water on people. Ozzy always did that. He always, when you saw him do videos and stuff live, he would just walk back.
He even did that, I think, at Live Aid, didn't he? When he was with Black Sabbath, he walked back and forth.
Yeah. That was a
thing. And he claps. Yes. He claps up.
Yeah.
Like that's what he does. That was a thing. You know?
Yeah. I think I wonder how much of that, like early when you saw him do it in the late 70s and
they got him all hopped up on something. That's
why. I wonder how much of that was because he was just stoned, and he just didn't know, like he just go back. Yeah. I wonder how much of that was that, because a lot of times he did not look good on some of those. Manson versus Mason, LOL. The war to settle the score. Oh yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess you could talk. It really wasn't. No, well, I guess they were on MTV. It wasn't really. They weren't on MTV all the time. They were on. Are you talking about wrestling? Yeah. I mean, look, you know, with the whole thing with Cyndi Lauper, she got involved in that. And of course, then the Captain Lou Albano thing about how he was in her Girls Just Want to Have Fun video. And then, of course, that sprung into the whole thing with Mr. T and Hulk Hogan and Roddy Piper. I mean, MTV played a huge part in wrestling in the 80s. They used it for, you know, to the first WrestleMania, really, to make that super popular. And they still do it today. They still have celebrities that end up going there. That's always been a thing. And it really started because of MTV. Yeah, absolutely. No, Led Zeppelin. I saw them in Philly. That's awesome. That's amazing. Well, yeah. You must have. Well, I wonder when you saw them, because I think they stopped touring. They stopped touring, I think, in the before the 80s, if I'm not mistaken, because they broke up after Bonzo's death, I think. So
she said it was minus Bonzo. So was it when his son filled in?
Oh, when okay, yeah, when Bonham. So the son had his own metal band, which was called Bonham. Which I really liked. I liked them a lot, actually. But so he must have filled in. Yeah. Manson versus Manson. Oh, the death match, the celebrity death match. Yeah, that was a good one. Charles Manson versus Marilyn. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a bloody one. I think Pearl Jam, when they played Unplugged. Yeah, Pearl Jam was great. They sang Jeremy Unplugged, which was awesome. which was awesome. Phil Collins and Zeppelin. Yeah, I don't know if Phil Collins did an unplugged set. He may have. I would have liked to have seen The Police, but of course The Police had already broken up. They had Sting, but I would have liked to have seen The Police do an unplugged set, but they had already busted up by then. They hated each other at that point already.
Yeah.
But that would have been fun. That would have been fun. Man, there was just so much you could turn to at that point. Like the mid 80s, the early 90s was really the heyday of MTV, and they had everything. You know, you could literally leave that channel on, and at one, you know, it just became more than music, and you could leave the channel on all day and you'd get a whole bunch of different stuff. You'd get all the stuff we mentioned, the shows, the game shows, the animation, stuff like that. And you can get that all. And it really, you know, and then you'd have the videos. The only thing was I think, Ed, that the videos, I think, got less and less and less. The entertainment stuff got more and more and more. And when you think about it, I wonder if maybe that just led to the downfall of the whole thing.
Could be.
Yeah. Because
they just wanted to do. But do you remember when don't forget there'd be the MTV News? Because yeah. I remember when Kurt Loder. Do you remember Kurt Loder? I remember Kurt Loder popped in and said they found Kurt Cobain dead.
Yes.
And that was, to me, was because I was a big Nirvana fan. I was shocked. Yeah. You know, I mean, I was heartbroken with that. Yeah. But then they would do, remember MTV Rockumentaries, where they did documentaries on the band.
Yes.
You know, that was, you know, amazing. That was a good one. But how about when Sunday Night Heat was on MTV for a while and they did Tough Enough? Oh, you know, yeah. So they even got into the wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's
even got into the WWE stuff.
Tough Enough was kind of like where NXT started, pretty much. Yeah. That was how that they were bringing in people. Yeah. So they always, MTV always had a partnership with wrestling. I forgot about Kurt Loder in the news. They used to have the news clips and stuff like that with Kurt Loder. Yeah.
Nancy said about Dave Grohl going on to form, you know, the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, they just released on Apple Music. Dave Grohl has a little side project called the DGs.
Oh, dude, I absolutely love that. I downloaded it right away.
They do like 8 Bee Gees songs, but it's like their rock version. Yes. Oh my God, is it awesome? I absolutely love them.
Yeah, all right,
they are great.
Our buddy Rich downloaded that, and then I saw him do it. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Here, I guess the story of that was they were doing a concert, and then he comes out and he says, we wanted to bring the Bee Gees. I mean, of course, they're all gone except for Barry. I think he's the only one still alive. But he said, we wanted to bring the Bee Gees. We couldn't, so we brought you the next best thing. And then he comes out and does this thing, and they have this whole thing. And, of course, DG is Dave Grohl. It's a play on his name. But oh my God, it's hilarious. They sound great. My mom is a huge Bee Gees fan. Love that.
Me too. I love the Bee Gees.
And I remember showing that to her, and she's like, "Oh my God, this is awesome. They sound great." He literally sounds fantastic doing them. And then they did. Then they did Who was the one who passed away first?
Oh, Andy Gibb.
They did the Andy Gibb song. Yes. And I'm like, oh my God, they're doing Shadow Dance. They better, you know what? That's so good. They could literally do an entire album of BG covers. It was fantastic. If you haven't checked that out, go check it out. You can get it on Apple Music, Spotify, I'm sure, and other. But go check that out. It's awesome.
There's another one that's amazing. Really good. I'm looking them up now. And I'm trying to find them. I'll give me a second. I'll find them. Go ahead, do your thing. But there's another Bee Gees band out there, and they are amazing. They're on Apple Music, and they do like all rock of disco songs, and they're phenomenal.
That's awesome.
And I had them, and they were in my playlist, and I can't find them now, so I have to look for them. So.
Big Dan says, Beverly Hills 90210 did an episode that spoofed the Real World Celebrity Deathmatch, was name dropped by Eminem and South Park skewered MTV in the episode about Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld. How about Dave Grohl went on after Nirvana? Yep. Pauly Shore. Oh, yeah. Pauly Shore, the weasel. Yes. I remember. Yeah. Of course, Pauly Shore. Yeah. Rockumentaries. Yes. You could always tape them and watch them later, said Gina. it was Stevie Knight Heat, thanks to Stone God Stevie Richards, the wrestler. let's see. Led Zeppelin reunion was Phil Collins sitting in for. Oh, Phil Collins was sitting in for. Wow. He was the drummer. No kidding. Nancy, did you see him when they had Phil Collins as a drummer? That would have been amazing. Wow. Holy cow. I didn't know that.
Wow. That would be really good. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine that? Phil Collins as the drummer for Zeppelin. That would be awesome. That would have been awesome. Live Aid. Oh, he sat in at Live Aid. Okay. I had no idea. I didn't know that.
That's the name of the band. Tragedy. Oh, wow. And they're like a metal tribute band. They have a bunch of CDs out, and oh my God, they're great. You have to listen to them. They're hilarious. They like do like a spin on all types. They have a bunch of CDs. I'll send you the thing, dude. You have to listen to it. It's great.
Nice. That's awesome.
They're very good.
That's awesome. True Life, says Nancy, or just naming other shows from MTV.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of them. They did a bunch. They did like the Week in Rock. Then you remember they did a couple shows. They were called like Sex in the 80s, Sex in the 90s. Because remember they're trying to talk about like the HIV and the AIDS epidemic. Yeah. They did all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They did all kinds of stupid Real World. And then like now there's that Ridiculousness, which I can't watch because of that girl that laughs the whole time on there. I don't know if you ever seen it.
Oh, I can't stand
it. Oh, my God. It drives me crazy. Because all the hell she does is go, ha, 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 the whole time.
Oh, they have that on at work all the time. And when I walk in the back, it makes me want to throw up. And I'm going back there and I'm eating too. And she's like, oh, she's got the work. She reminds me of there's a girl in my high school that laughed like that. Oh, good Lord. It just grates on you. Yeah, that's awful.
Don't forget Jon Stewart got his start. He had a show on there.
He did. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I said. So many people can look back really and kind of thank MTV for their careers and where they got to. You know, even not just shows, but even they got behind a lot of movies and stuff too. And we talked about this on last week's show, like about how some of the videos would be advertisements for movies. The stuff for the horror stuff. I mean, Dream Warriors with Doc and, you know, the Alice Cooper thing for Friday the 13th. A lot of that stuff was just an extended movie trailer that had music with it. And the artists knew that. You know, they would get behind it because, hey, my song is going to be played and it's going to be involved with this movie. And, you know, these movies are big things. So you would get, you know, you'd get these videos that would not only show like, what's one of the ones I remember? Phil Collins did that song again. Oh, Against All Odds, the movie Against All Odds. They would show like clips of the film, but then they would show him singing and stuff like that. So both of them would benefit from it. You'd get the artist would sell records, and then of course, people would go see the movie. Now some of these movies are bad. Just people would go see them. They're like, oh God, that's awful. But yeah, a lot of them got. Phil Collins was the opening after Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld in that South Park episode. They raked Collins over the coals. It was after he won the Oscar for Tarzan. Well, that's it. A lot of people got on him after that because he changed. You know what I mean? Like he went from being the Genesis guy and, you know, and all this great solo stuff that he did to doing stuff for Disney. So that's not a bad soundtrack, though. I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Whatever, you know what I remember? You remember Joe's apartment from and was it Liquid Television, was it? Or I think it came from that, but Joe's apartment with the cockroaches.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You remember when they sang? And then what's his name? The one celebrity, Jerry O'Connell. I think he was in the movie Joe's Apartment, and it sucked. But I remember the short was good, Joe's Apartment. I'll have to post that later on our page if I find it on YouTube.
Nancy said, before I was a mom, I was a band groupie minus the sex, LOL.
Yeah, she was saying about the drummers. You know, that's because drummers, I guess, have endurance. So that would, I guess, be why. I don't know.
There you go. I love drummers. Everyone loves the frontman, the guitarist, not me. Beavis and Butthead to America. Yeah, of course. The film that they did. Second greatest animated movie of the 90s behind bigger, longer, and uncut. The drummers are the backbone of the band. I'm with you. I love paying attention to all the instruments, but I like drummers sometimes as well. Yeah. I mean, some of the drummers, you know, Phil Collins, obviously, one being the lead singer and a drummer, but yeah, the drummers don't get a
Neil
lot of
Peart.
Sometimes. Oh,
best Neil drummer Peart ever.
Rush. Oh, yeah, fantastic, dude. That man was amazing. I got to see him. I think that was with you. Didn't we go see that concert, that Rush concert? That was awesome. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. Some of the musicians are just unbelievable. Seeing that, unbelievable. Well, we're getting close to time for my lyric of the week.
Sure.
Any other things that you guys remember, shout them out, and we'll call them out. I think what we have one episode left, and we're talking. What are we talking about next week?
Chicken nuggets of the '80s.
Chicken.
Different, like Tyson, Weaver, Burger King, McDonald's. Who the hell knows?
I think it's – no, we're doing another MTV episode, but I don't remember what the topic was, isn't it? I think so. Let me go back and look. And then, Oh, well. We're doing awards, which we kind of went over a little bit tonight and ruined it.
That's okay. It's not like we're professional here or anything.
Yeah, hey, you know. with our 13 loyal viewers that we have.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yes. Yes.
One day we'll crack 15.
Keeping our fingers crossed. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Steven Adler spoke directly to me while performing at a local bar, says Gina. That was post stroke though. Wonder if he remembered it. Oh, Big Dad says
probably not.
Who that drummer? Remember that teenage girl swooning over Barney on the Flintstones in the Hot Lips Hannigan episode? Oh, that's another thing we could do down the line too. Is classic cartoons. Like
write them down, Joe. Write them down. Get a notepad.
We're getting ideas. Down. God knows we need them sometimes. Yeah, that's another one. We got to do a Hatchie Malachi and morning stuff. Like local things like that, and then we got to do a classic because we did a cartoon one.
Like
we got to do the old ones, like the old Flintstones, the Jetsons, like all that old stuff. The ones that you don't even see on TV anymore. We definitely got to do stuff about that too. That'd be a funny episode. The awards is only leading into next week. So much more to talk about. Yes, good segue, Gina. Gotta love the segue. Gotta love the segue.
Do you want to host it next week, Gina? Do you want
Gina?
Come on.
Gina,
you can shove your hand up Google's ass if you want. That's fine. It's kind of gross and up here. It really is.
Uh-oh. You're getting a stare down.
Yeah. Like in a staring contest with Google. That'll just be down. One episode one day when we have nothing else to be. It'll just me and Google just staring each other down for an hour. See who gives. Who cracks? That's, you know, when we jump the shark. It's the Google staring contest.
Well, we
that's where we've run out of material. This week, Ed stares at Google for an hour.
We'd have to call it Jump the Google.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, that's when you know it's all over. Joel's prom story.
There is no prom story. I'm just telling you right now, there's no prom story because we've been pushing it too far.
I've been putting Uncle music Ted. Out on the Facebook group, so go look at the – you're going to get another one very soon. I've already put two songs out about that, so it's being teased. It's a slow burn. It's like a – what is it? It's like a wrestling storyline that's just growing and growing and growing until you get the payoff. There is – I just have to figure out how to do it because I don't want to hurt the names of any innocent people that might be out there listening because you never know. But I'll have to, you know, I'll have to not use names of any particular person. But no, it's there's a slow burn leading to that. But you can go on the Facebook site and you can see the two videos I put out for it already. I could do a soundtrack really to that entire night and further.
Oh my god, I love this. Yes. I gotta get drunk for this, like really drunk, because this is gonna be awesome. Derek, thank you. Derek likes the chicken nuggets of the 80s idea. We could just research.
There you go. We could
in different countries.
Weaver, what is it? Weaver, Swanson.
Tyson, Swanson. Yeah, and we could go like in different countries, like in India and Pakistan, like all over. Like what were the most popular nuggets of each country? Oh, we could just do nugs. Nuggets of the 80s.
What we have to figure out is what exactly was a McDonald's chicken nugget made of back then?
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't chicken. It definitely was not chicken.
And they came into foam containers that killed the environment.
Oh my god! Oh. Remember the foam containers? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I like. All right. Okay, dude.
All right. Let's it's lyric time of the week, and I know Nancy's gonna call out the Wiz because you know we look forward to that every single Wednesday. All right. Again, I think, let's see. I think this will be a pretty easy one, probably, but all right. Here we go. Talk by the powers that preach over me. I can hear their empty reason. I wouldn't listen. I learned how to fight. I opened up my mind to treason. That is the lyric of the week. That is the lyric of the week. 80s song. I want to say 84. Might be a little 84, 85. I think it's around that time. Tell me what it is. Chris gets it right off the bat. Bang.
Yeah, Buckabee.
Shot in the Dark by Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow.
Yes.
And it went with the whole Ozzy talking about Ozzy tonight.
It did.
Wow.
There you go.
Like a virgin. Wow. Nancy just threw us.
You didn't say the Wiz.
We're in Bizarro World.
Oh, man. Good Lord. Yes. Shot in the Dark. My favorite Ozzy song.
Speaking of Wiz, I've got to take a Wiz.
Google's got to go.
Bye-bye.
I listened to it an hour ago or so. I love that album, Ultimate Sin. It's yeah, my favorite Ozzy album. Great song. All right, guys, there you go. We're glad we could jump on. We didn't really know what was going to go on with all the storm crap that we were getting on outdoors. It was crazy. So, yeah, we made it in. We've got a whole new look here. We've got graphics going on and everything like that. So, hope you enjoyed the show. Another visit into the world of MTV. And we've got an award show. You know what? We may even come up with some crazy little awards of our own for that show. So, yeah, we may have some crazy. You know what? Here's some homework for you guys. Because for all 10 or 12 of you that are out there. Oh. Go to our Facebook group and tell us some awards you'd like us to do for whatever categories. Let us know. And
or we'll, Twitter or however you choose.
However you
to.
Do social media, Instagram, Twitter, whichever.
Carrier pigeon.
Yep.
You know, write a letter, mail, whatever.
Mailman.
You know, smoke
whatever.
Signals.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
however you want to communicate with us.
Yeah, whatever. But yeah, let us know. Let us know what kind of awards you would like us to do, and we'll pick from,
preferably you know, before next week.
Yeah, preferably don't wait till next like Tuesday. Yeah, no. Yeah, make sure you do that in the next day or two so we have some time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there you go. We'll have our first 80s awards show on our show next week. We'll do that. And we'll celebrate the awards stuff on MTV. We touched on it a little bit tonight, but there was a lot of stuff. And that Moon Man was a big thing that became huge with not only music, but with movies and stuff as well. So there you go. You got some homework for us this week. Again, thank you guys for coming out. We really, really appreciate it. If you haven't done so already and you're listening on Facebook, wherever else, you're listening from Australia, China, wherever the case might be, make sure you drop a subscription on our YouTube page. Go hit it and subscribe. Make sure you put a like on the video tonight as well.
Maybe one day we'll get up to like 50
or
75.
Yeah, you never know. We might get up there. You never know.
One can hope.
Yes, do that for us. We'd really appreciate that. And listen, hope you guys have a great rest of your night and a great week. And hopefully we'll see you all again on the Wayback Machine next Wednesday at 9 o'clock p.m. So from myself, from Ed, and from, of course, Google, have a great rest of your night, guys. And hopefully we'll see you all soon. Take care, everybody.